Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
Be dirty riding trains.
The podcast about...
The unknown.
Alright, I'm recording now, so... The first question is, could you introduce yourself?
My name is Puke. A.K.A. I don't give a fuck and we're not using real names.
So the next question is, why aren't we using real names?
Because the story doesn't need to get out to the wrong people. It seems like every time I talk about shit, it always goes the wrong way, and I'm trying to start a new section of my life.
Today on Here Be Monsters, I want to play you something special. Something from a hitchhiking trip that I took around the country 2 summers ago. I was in Oregon, and I was walking down the street, and this guy comes up to me with these huge, huge gauges in his ear, and he says, "Hey, do you want a beer?" And I said, "Oh, no, thank you." And he said, "Hey, where are you sleeping tonight?" I said, "Oh, you know, just the park up the way here." And he asked me if he could tag along, and against my better judgment, I said, "Sure." And when we got to the park, we set up our camp and started talking. The show today is going to be part of the conversation that we had. Puke's story is certainly a difficult one to hear, not just because of the profanity that is laced into nearly every single sentence, but also because his story's a difficult one. It's violent, criminal, and sometimes misogynistic. But to this day, the story that I recorded with Puke is one of my favorite bits of audio. It's a story of change and of new horizons. Sensitive listeners, just be warned that there are far more swear words in this episode than I could even ever imagine to count.
So, in very general terms, could you explain where we are and how we met?
We are in the woods, and we met walking down the street in Oregon.
And sleeping in a park.
Yep, sleeping in a park in the woods.
Cracked a beer, Charles Bukowski style.
Yep, Bukowski style. Gonna get drunk and talk shit.
And could you tell me the story of what's happened to you these last couple days?
Well, a couple days ago, I was sitting on the street during a street fair, spanging for beer, and harassing people while they walked by. I saw this beautiful lady, and I said, "Hi, I'm single and I work out. Nah. Want to go homeless with me?" And she laughed at me and walked away. So I ventured on, met up with my band, and played a show on the street. And these people who were having a yard sale told us to come up and start playing music on their front porch. They bought us an 18 rack of Pabst, gave us a bottle of potato vodka. We played a show, and some kid came up to me and fed me some 2CB. Soon after that, the girl that I had harassed came up to me and told me that I made her day, and it really had blessed her because she was having a shitty day, and she told me how cute I was and that she thought I was adorable, and she was told me that she wanted me to come over so she could give me a sponge bath. And so I waited for a while, drank, got high on 2CB, called her back a little later, and she told me she was cooking dinner and that she was going to save me some. I was excited to see me. So I started walking back to her house, and I get to downtown where all the traveler kids and train riders hang out and get fucked up. And I run into some kids, and I'm like, "Oi, train rider, you want to schwill with some real train riders? Let's go get drunk and go under a bridge, train rider, hardcore train rider, this and that." At that time, I knew that, you know, what they were saying brought me back to shitty times in my life, and I realized when they started asking me questions about where I was from and who I knew that they were end up going to fuck me up. Well, I threw down $5 on this beer run, and they made me sit down, and, like, pretty much I knew that they were going to kick my ass. And after a while, this kid starts yelling at me and starts saying that I was put a hit out on his girlfriend, and he kicked me in the head a couple times, robbed me from all my shit. Fucking, so I ended up getting kicked in the head a couple times, got robbed, my hat, my rag, and other various things, couple vials of L, whatever, money, doesn't matter, it's just money and shit, I don't need it anyways. But, yeah, so I was actually on my way to that lady's house when it happened, and that kind of opened a, put an eye-opening experience on me. I've been traveling for 3 years, quit for a little bit, left 4 years ago to be free again, and this was kind of like the last straw of everything. I had a really shitty past 3 weeks, lost the job that I was growing weed at, fucking lost everything that I loved, fucking, yeah, but I got stomped and eventually walked up to the lady's house, and she helped me out a lot. We sat there and talked, and I just started thinking, I need to release a bunch of energy, I need to get rid of it, I need to be a new person. So I told her that I was going to change myself, and she was going to help me, but I told her that I had to change it in a different way. So I ripped out two of my dreadlocks for her, because I always promised myself if I ever got rid of my dreads, I would rip them out, because of the, you know, you get pain to learn, and the pain helps get away the negative energy, I guess. Well, at least for me. I guess that makes me a sadist. But I ripped out a few dreads for her, and we kept having conversation, we kept talking, we smoked a few bowls, and then I gave her a knife and told her to cut my hair out, and she cut off all my dreads and drew me a bubble bath and released me of all my negative energies, and we snuggled up and we slept till about 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday. And I was trying to be a civil gentleman and not have sex with her, but things kind of went down when we were snuggling, and I just let it go from there. And we split our ways yesterday, and I went out to try to hitchhike out to the coast of Oregon, and it didn't happen. So I slept in a small town last night and raised up some money today to buy a new cell phone to replace the one that got stolen, and to get a bus ticket somewhere in the Northwest away from this area, somewhere no one will find me. I can get back on my feet. I'm doing this for a good reason. I've cleared my mind, cleared the nasty energy.
It's pretty heinous.
Yeah, the obnoxiousness of cars. I'm starting to change my life, and tonight she told me to come back to her house to hang out there before I left, and I get down back to where I needed to go, and she completely ditched out on me, said she had previous plans with her friends, and so I feel kind of hurt by that. And she's a sweet organic apple of my eye, and one that, you know, changed me in a sense to give me the motivation and the right step to become a new person and further on my goals in life and be the person who I was meant to be. And for the longest time I thought I was meant to be a traveler and live for free, but nowadays the society's so fucked up, like, my life isn't worth dying because I want to live for free. I mean, it is, but to be bludgeoningly murdered for freedom and to live life the way I want to is not what I want to do. And I realized that maybe this wasn't the life for me, and it wasn't the life that I needed. And it took 4 years of it to do this, but fuck. I don't really know what else to say. I'm a new person. It's a new clearing in my life. My dreads are gone. My negative energy's gone, for now, at least. It's hard for a dystopian to not be angry and, you know, be so hating of the human race, but I mean, I can't help myself. People fuck up the woods, what's beautiful, what's natural, and then they want to fucking kill you too. You know, it's like there's more beautiful things that I could do than be dirty riding trains and, you know, have a hit out on my head for no fucking reason. So I can, you know, go to school and learn about permaculture and sustainability and, you know, feed people and do what I want to do to help change the world.
That's a good transition to make, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be hard. It's going to be really fucking hard. I've got to get my ID, social security card, and birth certificate again. But, I mean, fuck. I don't know.
Well, yeah, well, thanks again so much.
Yeah, no fucking problem, dude.
Yeah, dude. Puke finished off his beer and we went to sleep. The next morning, we got up real early before the park staff showed up. And as we were parting ways, I gave him $10 and a pair of nice hiking socks. And then I left, hitting the road and catching a ride to Seattle, Washington. I have no way of knowing where Puke ended up. And for all I know, he could have made up the whole story he told me. I don't think he did, but he could have. And I have no way to corroborate what he said. But needless to say, as I returned back to my home at the time of Bellingham, Washington, I felt this incredible fondness for this guy who was really in the midst of a change, and from the bottom of my heart, I've always hoped that he ended up finding what he needed to find in this world. Show today by The Black Spot. You can check out his work at theblackspot.bandcamp.com. And if you'd like to see some pictures of Puke that I took in the morning when we woke up, be sure to head over to our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/herebemonstersradio. Again, that's facebook.com/herebemonstersradio. And as always, if you like the show, be sure to just tell a friend or two about it. Word of mouth is really, really an incredibly powerful tool. So just sit a friend down and listen to the show with them. It's as simple as that. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.